on this team right now. How does that affect your part of practice? I mean, there's obviously not a lot of bodies to go around at the moment.
No, there's not, so you got to be smart with the reps. We had some new guys to work with, but they're guys that have been in the meetings that have been on the team for, you know, quite a bit of time. So it's kind of exciting to see what they can do because they've shown enough in practice, and so hopefully they can still show the same thing in the game.
A couple of your return guys, Michael Cox, Terrell Jernigan, might have to have, just by the numbers, more of a role in the offense this week. Would that change? Would you have to get somebody else back in there on the returns just in case?
We don't have a whole bunch. We got the same numbers, but a lot of those guys are going to have an increased playing time, with Ruben, Michael Cox, and JJ. So, it's going to be a committee. But, there's not a bunch of guys we're going to bring in that are going to do that.
Is there a reason you like Jernigan back in that spot again last week? Or?
I like his run skills. He held onto the ball, which was an improvement, and he ran hard. We just missed a couple blocks, off the edge, or else I thought he could have done, had a few more yards. We did have one nice return, and we do like his running style.
Is Ross that good, or?
He is very good. A kid from Cal, he comes into this half foot of snow or a foot of snow, whatever it was. It looked a lot of tape, and he, did exceptionally well. But he's a guy that we've seen when he's at Green Bay and saw him when he's coming out of college. He's strong, and he's very explosive. He's got, excellent speed. So he's a challenge. He's really done well for him and really helped their return game.